Chris Lorton here from WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show, where you can hear the inside stories from the local folks from around the community. As you know, everybody's got a story, and we love finding the stories, and we love sharing them with you. Just so you know, also, Spotlight Show, 8:30 in the morning and 6:05, Monday through Friday. And my guests, I got guests today. I got multiple guests today. I got Reagan, Jeremiah, Kirsten, Ryan, and Caleb. Did I cover all you guys?
Got them all?
All right. The Yale family. Welcome, Reagan, and your family.
Thanks for having us, Chris. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great having you. You guys might think back and remember back before Walmart was there, the Yale family had the farm with the big barn, and it had Yale spelled G-O-E-H-L apostrophe S. Mm-hmm. And it said Yale Alfalfa Queen Farm. Mm-hmm. And the family, how many years did you have that, Reagan?
Oh, gosh. Great-grandpa started that farm in 1897. And we're still there. We're still farming there. It's just back in 2007, Dad and Mom had the opportunity to change things up a bit and sell off the frontage there. And so been farming in that area forever and still do. So,
You must have the area behind.
Yeah. So now the main farm, Mom and Dad and my brother Drew, the main farm there is back behind Walmart off of Winter Lane. And still farming that area. And when all that transpired down in Godfrey to sell that for development, Mom and Dad wanted to keep farming, which I'm so blessed that they did because that gave me my career. They bought the farm up in Greenfield where we are. And that was right about the time I was coming out of college, and they gave me the opportunity to come back and just been running that blessing ever since. So.
Now you guys move up there. I know. What are you farming up there?
Yeah, so up in Greene County, I like to call it God's country. Of course, this whole area is God's country. But kind of got a little bit out of the rat race in Godfrey, and where we are up in Greenfield, we're growing corn and soybeans like most everybody else. And then since then, though, my wife Christy and I and the boys and Mary, I can't say just the boys anymore, but we've started doing some specialty stuff that I'm sure we'll get into here in a little bit.
Right. Well, I just got to mention it. The pumpkins. You guys are growing pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So in Greenfield, do you like Greenfield?
Love it. I mean, growing up in Godfrey, you know, went to Alton schools, and it's a very urban, rural kind of, just kind of a different dynamic down there that I grew up in. And I always longed for this, the country life, you know, the through high school and all that, to have just, to have that camaraderie. I didn't have that as much in Alton Godfrey area. So now you come up at the Greenfield, and you know, at first you're the new people moving in and every, you know, things run with that. But then to be just welcomed and come into that community has been such a blessing, and so many great people. And then when you roll the pumpkin patch on top of that, to actually have the community come out to our farm now, it just takes it to a whole nother level. So yeah, we love it up there. It's amazing. Yeah.
Now I some people know this, most people don't, but you know, I told you before we started this interview that my dad actually, you know, tried farming, and that's where my first 2 years of my life were on a farm in Greenfield, and heard a lot of stories, fond stories about Greenfield. He tried farming, and he was farmed for 5 years, and then he ended up moving on to doing electrical and construction work. Mm-hmm. So that was his story.
Sure.
And that's how we ended up in Calhoun, and then, but he grew up in Jerseyville.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the one thing I've always admired, and we've known each other for, I don't know, probably eight or ten years, something like that. You know, I've seen you around. Mm-hmm. You're what we might call a big Catholic family.
Oh. Right? Sure. That's a good, I'll take that label.
Yeah, I mean, I will. Big Catholic. Yeah. Used to be there was a lot of big Catholic. Yeah. Now there's little Catholic families.
Yeah, that's
at
very
one
true.
Time, there were some big Catholic families.
Yeah.
So, Reagan, how many children do you have?
Yeah, so we were talking about this before, or you asked us that question before we recorded here, and it's one I kind of have to take pause when I answer. We actually have 8 children. Two of them aren't with us. They went to heaven through miscarriage, and but we like to give them credit because they're our intercessors. God knew we needed somebody to pray specifically for our family. So we've got 2 up in heaven, and we've got 6 here with us. So we've got 5 boys. Our oldest, Nathan, is 15, and then Caleb is 13, and then Jeremiah is 11. They're here in studio with us, some of them, and they're giving me hand signals because their ages keep changing, and it's hard to keep track. And then Ryan just turned 9. He had a birthday about a month ago. And then Jackson, he's back at home. He is 8. And then Mary was just born in January. She is 6 months old. So, yeah. So
yeah,
quite a
group. That's great. Now, Christy, yes. Your wife, where'd you two meet?
Yeah, so Christy and I met up at the University of Illinois in Champaign. We were in college up there, and boy, we really had no idea, but through the grace of God, it's been an awesome ride.
I know you met at Illinois, but where did you meet?
Oh, okay, so you
I mean, I didn't know you met at Illinois, but I'm saying now that you know where you're at, where did you meet?
She's gonna love that I shared this on the air, but we met at I knew she grew up in Carlinville, so I knew through the grapevine that she was from the area and or where I grew up. And anyway, we met at it was an 8 o'clock in the morning speech class. And I don't know if you remember college, but nobody takes an 8 o'clock in the morning speech class. And I worked up the courage to introduce myself to her because I'm, believe it or not, kind of a shy guy. And worked up my courage to say hi to her, and she totally blew me off.
Oh, no.
Totally blew me off.
That reminds me of my wife. That's what she did to me. Blew me off.
Maybe this is how great marriages start. I don't know. But
you were persistent.
Well, it was a...
Hold on.
Yep.
Yes. So...
it was... from there, it was a couple years later, you know, kind of our groups of friends and stuff's crossed, but it was in soils class where the sparks really flew.
Soils class. Yes. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Does it?
Yeah, soils class.
That was pretty unique. Yep. But no, the rest is history, and God only knew from there. That was, that would have been 05, so that's almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
We haven't been married that long, but yeah.
I have a question. I know you have a big family, mm-hmm. and you're old school. I understand, you know, you homeschool now, mm-hmm. and things. Mm-hmm. Were you thinking that way from the beginning? Whenever you first got married, were you thinking, okay, we're going to do this differently?
Not at all. And there again, just the grace of God that's led us to that. We were really just following the typical trajectory that everybody that was kind of accepted you'd follow, you know, go to college and get a good job, have your 2.3 kids and, you know, carry on. Right. But, no, just through these last 15 or so years, just the experiences we've had and things that have come before us has taken us down a totally different road, and I'm so grateful for that because, man, that's a great way to live. So.
We had our kids, we had 4 kids, you know, and one thing that we did, we would play ball in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Or after dinner, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and we just put some bases out. We had a big front yard, and we had the best time playing, you know, mm-hmm. just with the family. But I would like to, you know, I know we're jumping ahead, but that's all right. I like because we're kind of on this. I want to talk about, or I want you to talk about and explain to me what the lifestyle is at the Yale farm.
Yeah,
the family life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was there's been a lot of kind of eye-opening moments, but there was a point probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years back where Christy and I realized that we had kids that were being raised on a farm, but they weren't really farm kids, right?
Yeah.
So, and that was kind of, we loved that lifestyle growing up, so we made some big.
Now you were working on the farm, right? Yep. That was your main job.
Yeah, working for Dad and my brother on the row crop farm.
Yep. Okay.
And Christy was a high school agriculture teacher, so she was off, you know, teaching.
Okay. Too. And did you have somebody watching the little ones at home, or
yeah?
What
so we had some great help with the little ones. We had you know, a couple sitters. My mom helped. So yeah, the kids, you know, we were taking them to the. To the sitters or to school, and Christy was going her way, I was going my way.
The typical American way. I mean, that's the way it is today.
Nothing wrong with that at all. But but there was a point where we kind of woke up. Well, what it was Christy, was it Caleb or Nathan, our oldest? No, it was Ryan. Maybe it's Jeremiah. I don't know. It was one of them. Just go down the list. But they had learned to read. And they were reading Christy a book, and Christy realized she had had nothing to do with teaching them to read. And that really hit her really deeply. Like, man, this life is going by.
She's thinking, I'm a teacher.
I'm a teacher. Yeah, I'm teaching everybody else's kids, not my own. So, yeah, that was a big, big moment for us when she realized that.
So then you said, okay, kids. You're not going to school. We're homeschooling you?
No. At that point, that was back in 2016, we realized that she was being called to leave her career, which was a kind of a big thing because at the time she was teaching high school agriculture at Carrollton, which was her dream job, we thought.
Yeah.
But by that was in January, and by that spring, we had made the decision for her to leave that. And she came home to raise the kids full time, and but they were still going to St. John's in Carrollton, which great school, our parish school there.
Great school.
So that, gosh, that was in 2016, and it wasn't until right after COVID, 2020, when homeschool kind of came on the radar.
Oh, COVID. Boy, yeah. COVID changed a lot of things.
It did.
So what happened, COVID?
Yeah, so Christy had been feeling called to homeschool for a long time, and I was totally against it. I was adamantly.
How come
you were
against it?
Why would we leave?
You want her to get out there and make some money?
No, not well.
It hurt.
Yeah, no, really. Just I loved our, and I still do love our parish school and that community. And why would we ever leave something like that, right? But Christy was seeing, you know, with sending the boys off to school every day, she was kind of that same feeling she had with not teaching them to read. She's like, well, I'm sending them off to school, and here, you know, I could be educating them. So yeah, it was through COVID that I got to see how our family life would change with homeschooling, and that's what it took to open my eyes to, hey, this is where we're being called.
Now, seeing as how you're into homeschooling and have been, at that point in time, did you know a lot of other people that started homeschooling?
Oh man, no, like we do now. I mean, and. I think for people who homeschooled before COVID, they are the hardcore rock stars because they did it before it was cool. We kind of came in when there was a lot more support. But before that, we didn't know many homeschool families, and there was still a little bit of that, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. It's just that stigma around it, I guess. And that was maybe something I had to get over too. So,
Jeremiah, can you step into the mic a little bit? Yeah. I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
When did you start homeschooling? When did your mom start homeschooling you?
2020, I mean.
Yeah, but how old were you?
Yeah, I was in first grade.
Yeah?
And
Did you like that? Were you kind of like, oh, I want to see my friends, or what?
Well, yeah, but mostly I didn't really care because it was like, oh, well, we can't go to school because COVID is, and now she's buying all these books to do school here. Oh, well.
So you just do you enjoy homeschool?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What do you like about it versus, because you can remember when you went to school? What do you like about homeschooling?
I get to see my family.
Yeah. Well, that's a good. And you see your mom and your brothers and sisters. Okay. Now, do you do any teaching too?
I like to kid that I am the shouldn't say this on the air either, but I will. I am the warden of St. Isidore Homeschool, but I've never had to use any of my powers. But no, Christy takes up most of the actual teaching. But that's the cool thing about homeschooling is it's not, you know, it's not that rigid. you know, 8 to 3 in the afternoon education. It's constant, you know, whether we're yesterday, Caleb's going to speak here in a minute. Yesterday, Caleb and I were, you know, pouring concrete and figuring how many yards of concrete we needed. We only came up, what, a couple buckets short. But, you know, but that's the cool thing about homeschooling is we get to, you know, as a father, as a, you know, you get to educate constantly. So,
yeah. Jeremiah?
Caleb.
Oh, Caleb. I'm sorry. Caleb. Now, Caleb, you're 13?
13, yep.
13 years old. And you've been homeschooling for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah. And so how do you like homeschooling? It's kind of a big change. You were a little older, so you had probably more buddies and stuff like that.
I was third grade, so 9. And, it kind of hit me one day whenever I got done with school a little early and learned that I could just go outside and help Dad.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to wait to get off the bus till 4 to 5 o'clock. So that was nice for me to.
So what kind of classes? Are you going to school in the summer too? You guys homeschooling every day?
Yeah,
You never quit homeschooling?
No, we do. We have summer break, except it normally stops around spring planting and then started up about 2 weeks ago. So beginning of July.
So, to help on the farm. I gotcha. So do you enjoy, what you enjoy most, in the school with books or helping your dad?
Definitely helping my dad.
Oh, really?
I am not a fan of the books.
You're not?
No.
Okay. What have you learned as far as helping your dad? Is there any certain things you say at a 13-year-old, you say, well, I don't think I'd known this?
I don't know. I just get the freedom to, I don't know, just be educated by my parents right beside them and to kind of have my own projects and learn through experience.
Do you got any animals taking care of?
Yeah, I have pigs.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Lots of pigs.
Lots of pigs. How many pigs you got?
About 30 right now.
Oh, super. So. Super. So with this homeschooling and the farm, Was that kind of a? I know you guys are big Catholics and you're spiritual. Does that play a big part in it as well?
Oh yeah, I mean just our call. What is our purpose here? What is our call? You know, as just, you know, to our vocations in marriage and family. I mean, our call is to lead our kids to heaven, right? So I mean, how better to do that than to do it as a family, you know, family life, following liturgical calendar, following, you know, just all these things the church has given us to do this that have been kind of forgotten in our society. And then to tie that into the agrarian life and for us all to have purpose in that, you know, providing for ourselves. And it's just an awesome.
It's kind of like Little House on the Prairie.
It is. It really is. Which is so. Yeah, we're told. I mean, literally, I mean, we milked the cow this morning. We brought in 7 gallons of milk this morning. Christy's probably making butter and cheese right now. I mean, that's where we're at.
You got 7 gallons out of one cow?
Two cows. Yeah. Two jerseys. Yeah. Who milks cows? I mean, come on. We're nuts, right? But it's fulfilling. It's rewarding. And
So when I'm sure you have a big garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got in your garden?
Oh man, well most of the garden now is Christy because I'm pretty tied up with the pumpkin patch stuff. But Nathan, our oldest son, who's up on retreat right now, but he did sweet corn. He did. I know a lot in the area have come out and supported him in his sweet corn project. So tons of sweet corn, and then Christy.
I saw him on. I think I saw him on YouTube or something.
Facebook
or whatever.
YouTube,
yeah,
he had it over the 4th of July, which is like, you know, a sweet corn grower's dream, right? And got it all sold, and now he gets to go to retreat, right? So, you know, in the garden, Christy's got it all, and she does all the canning, and kind of the next step from that was, these dairy cows, and now we've. Yeah, I mean,
you know, we've
crazy.
I know this big pumpkin patch. This is a big deal. How many pumpkins are you guys producing?
Oh man!
How many acres? Pumpkins?
Yeah, so it's a 30-acre actual pumpkin patch, and then
30 acres of pumpkins.
Yeah, I just went to FSA yesterday and reported acreages and pumpkins. 30. It's
30. I mean,
30 acres. That whole field, she said.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but we've ran out of time. We got to, you know what? I know we got to get into some more things. We got to talk about this pumpkin patch.
Okay.
30-acre punch pack. So we're going to come back. We'll be back next episode to finish this up. So I'll see you next time. So thanks, guys, for coming in.
You bet.
And maybe we'll let you talk next time. All right. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.